knew your call sounded somewhere that I had heard it before. This is the first time we chatted. Although I think maybe you were on that Saturday night, maybe. I don't know if my notes are still here or not. Yeah, Cedarhurst. Okay, yeah. It was a nice get-together. What'd we have there? About a dozen guys, I guess. That was pretty decent. That's you, and we're going to take off here. Go ahead.
All right, Charlie, very good. Well, we'll do it again this year. I'm coming up in the last week of August for the Rocket Hammer, so I'm sure I'll be seeing you again, maybe hooking up you guys at the breakfast smoke over there in Rochester. So I won't keep you. Nice catching up with you. 7-3, and enjoy the rest of the week and the weekend.
This is the NY1US All-Star Night.
Yeah, okay, Artie. Yeah, I got you now. We had breakfast at the Pepper Mill, I think. Yeah, okay. Yeah, look forward to seeing you again. Have a good evening. Have a nice weekend. We'll be in touch here. Thanks for giving me a call. Really appreciate it. So, as we hope so. N2XPM, WB2HJV, 7-3 for now. Already have fun.
2HJV and 2XPM, 7-3. I'll be listening, Avon. JZ2BLO, 82HW, WB2KAM, 2XPM.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2HJV, WB2KAO. Still around, Charlie?
Yeah, I just walked back into the shed, huh? WB2KAO, WB2HJV. How you doing?
Oh, real good, Chaz. Yeah, I heard you call me, but I was in conversation with my friend John, E6YGM, out near Anaheim, California, SoCal, near Disneyland, over on DMR, and I heard Artie give you a call. You probably put two and two together. Artie had breakfast with us at the Peppermill this past August before the Rock City Hamfest. He's from down on Long Island and had come up for Rock City and met us for breakfast. Met you and I and Lynn for breakfast at the Peppermill. By the way, I've done some research. We're going to do both breakfast on July 6th and lunch on the 13th, on the 11th. I'm sorry, the 11th. The second Saturday is the 11th. Both of those events will be at the Olympia on Lyle.
Yeah, just writing that down here. Breakfast on the 6th and lunch on the 11th July. How can it be July already? All right, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'll mark them down here, Tim. I don't know what, if anything, is going on, but I will mark it down.
Yeah, well, I have Norm posted up when it gets closer, and we'll be talking about it. The Peppermill, I checked with them. The Peppermill is not open on Monday the 6th. They will not be open. However, the Olympia on Lyle will be. They weren't sure. I called Flynn and Latta, and she wasn't sure what they were doing. But they have more room. They have more room. We can sit at tables, chairs, whatever, and at the Olympia on Lyle. They physically have a lot more room there than they do up at Flynn and Latta. So we'll just go with that. Because a lot of the Greek-owned restaurants take vacation, and they go back to Greece, or like a lot of those gals that work up the bills, they're family, and they have young children and like that. But I think we saw where bills is going to be closed from like the 22nd of June until the 13th of July or something like that.
Yeah, it's a long stretch. But, they can do it. Why not? Yeah, maybe they got some stuff they want to do in the restaurant, too. Maybe they won't go on the whole time. Who knows? Who knows, Tim? But, I jotted that down. Yeah, Artie, it took me a little bit. I heard him Saturday night. He was on the Green Eggs group there. And he called me. And he mentioned the Rock City. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me. We had breakfast at Peppermill. So, it's good. Glad to see me call here. Yeah, he had just come in. I got a couple things here to do. We got stamp camp here tonight, so got a few more things to do. Hope we're getting ready for that. Not going to do much tonight, though. I've been outside working all day. I'm just going to get the high spots, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I get it. Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's right. First Thursday of June. I gave Jeannie a call today. Would have been my college roommate there, Jay Cerniak's birthday. I always call her on his birthday. And Yeah. So anyway, it's all good. He passed away 5 years ago, May 22nd actually. I had a nice chat with her then too. I think it means a lot to her, and so I'll keep doing that. Absolutely. Not much else. How was your get together with Dan and Bonnie yesterday? We had seven of us out at First Responders Park on Lyle Road there, just down the road from Lugia's. And we went to Lugia's for dessert actually. We had seven of us at the park, and not everybody went for dessert at Lugia's, but some of us did. WB2KAO.
WB2HTV. Oh, nice, them. They have good ice cream. Been there a couple times, not recently. But you do have good stuff for sure. You know, I had my cleaning yesterday. The last time I picked up some dental insurance, but cleanings are covered, but mine are not. She says, yours is a perio clean. She says, look, everybody gets a regular cleaning. She says, I said, well, what's the difference? She says, well, yours is from the gum line down. She says, most everybody else is from the gum line up. So anyway, $221 to get my teeth cleaned. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But whatever, it's done for a while. And we did not get out to Buffalo yesterday. They had the appointment mixed up. It was an online appointment or Zoom or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. So I'm trying to change it to an in-person meeting, but they wouldn't change it. Like my gastro doctor. I haven't seen him since before COVID. All he does is online visits. Years ago, I said, you know, I'd like to get in and see the doctor. I said, once in a while, it's okay over the phone. But I said, I haven't seen him in 6-7 years. Oh, she said, I'm sorry. Our office no longer does in-person visits. Yeah, you too.
Might be time to look for another Might be time to look for another one, Charlie.
That's what Dan says. Maybe too. He said if I had a doctor that I hadn't seen in 7 years, he says I'd be looking for somebody else a long time ago.
I agree. It's a hell of a way to run a practice. Strictly virtual, huh? Really? I think this is the first I've heard of this. I just don't think I've heard of this before. I don't know. I think I'd be shopping around.
He tells me the same thing every time. And, of course, the bill always comes for the $55 for a 10-minute phone call. Not bad. You can do it, I guess.
I guess. Now, did you have your cleaning and go to lunch with the guys do that?
There was no lunch yesterday. So, Bobby was seeing a back surgeon because he's really struggling with his lower back. And we had plans initially to go up to Buffalo. So Bobby told the guys, "Yeah, well, just we'll go somewhere next week." Although the other guys could have gone, but I don't think anybody did. So that way that went up.
Well, I haven't been out with you guys in a while. I don't have anything going on. Next Wednesday, the 10th, 17th, I'm going to go to a Red Wing game. Boy, they just keep on winning. Good for them. They've won the first two games down in Lehigh Valley this week. Nothing will put people in the seats quicker, Charlie, than beautiful weather and a winning team.
Yeah, that's right, Tim. That'll do it. No, good for them. Good for them. I hope they can keep it going and not fizzle out later in the summer. So good for baseball, good for Rochester, and good for everybody that wants to have fun. So it's awesome. Yeah, I think later I'm going across the street. I think Dave and Carol are going over to Tom and Maureen's. Dave and Carol are back from the Carolinas. So I saw them briefly Tuesday evening, but nothing since. But I guess I'll see them a little bit later. So I might as well go over. It's a nice evening. Everyone's sitting on the deck. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, that'll be good. I think I mentioned Cheryl's youngest sister, Gail, is here from Seattle. She took the red eye. Seattle, Detroit, Rochester, got in here yesterday morning. So it's good to have her here. We always enjoy when she can come, and she enjoys coming out. So anyway, got the Ring camera that had been dead, got that charged, and they bought another one, and got them on the network here. So
yeah,
we're having a nice, she's doing some chicken in the crock pot with some Italian dressing, boil up some potatoes, and have a salad. So
yeah, that'll be good.
I'll take them out to lunch, call it dinner. We're going down to Melsboro like we've been doing on Friday. Well, that'll be good. Alrighty, Chess. Well, it's good to hear from you. I'll let you go. Enjoy the visit there with Dave and Carol and Tom and Maureen. I don't imagine he isn't home, is he? Tommy normally travels during the week, doesn't he?
Yeah, he rolled in earlier this afternoon. Tim, he left on Monday this week. Usually he's on Tuesday and comes back Friday, but he left Monday and he's back in town. early afternoon here. So, and then I guess they're going to go in the races tomorrow night and team next Saturday night. And I think John Chris, the Belmont Stakes is in Saratoga on Saturday. So he said if it's not pouring rain, they're going to go up in the track and see the big race. So I don't know where the Belmont usually is held, but it's going to be in Saratoga on Saturday. So if you're in the horse racing, that's the place to go. So, yeah, all right, Tim, yeah, I'm going to move along here. A couple things to do. I want to get my shower, and she wants to eat on the early side, so I don't know what we're going to have, but we'll figure that out, I guess. Thanks for the shout. You caught me at a good time, Tim. And we'll catch up with you over the weekend. I don't think there's too much going. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going over to Florida on Saturday for Max's birthday. He loves her coming over, and we're calling and all that, so I'll have a little 50th birthday party for the young man. Tim, please for now, Tim. WB2KAO, WB2HJV.
Is he chomping at the bit to get his learner's permit?
I don't know. He didn't say anything. Nance has asked him a number of times, and I don't know. Don't get much of an answer.
Just before you go, Chaz, I just want to play you this feature that Jimmy Stefano, NY2US, set up a nice in-depth weather forecast here. Chaz, everything you wanted to know and more.
Yeah, for sure. Very nice. About 24% humidity. Yeah, I knew it was dry. It's a real nice day. I've been doing some painting out there on the deck. It's a gorgeous day. A little breeze and not humid, and a good day for the paint to dry. So, yeah. Well, that's nice. Good to know that feature's on there, Tim.
Yeah, I thought I'd show it to you. Very good. You take care and enjoy your evening. And have one for me. We have WB2KAO. Good night.
We'll do, Tim. Yeah, I'll probably take a couple, 2, 3 across the street and shoot the breeze for a while. So we'll be tied up here with the ladies. So might as well go. See ya.
Absolutely. See you later.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
W2RRZ. WB2KAO.
W2KAO. W2RRZ. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, to you, my friend. Hey, can you give me a call on my cell phone?
Stand by.